KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Atlantic Fire Department was dispatched at around 6:51 a.m. today to a reported truck fire on eastbound Interstate 80 near mile marker 56. Apparently, the truck had been dragging a blown tire that caught fire. Additional details are currently not available. And a traffic stop just after 12 a.m. today in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. Montgomery County deputies pulled over a vehicle operated by 29-year-old Aaron Wade Opdyke of Malvern near 200th Street and Fernwood Avenue. Opdyke was subsequently arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third or subsequent offense. He was also cited for driving while suspended, a failure to provide proof of insurance. His bond was set at $2,000. The Nottoway County, Missouri Attorney's Office reported yesterday that a man from Cass County, Iowa, was sentenced Monday to 3 years in prison on a rape charge. 21-year-old Hunter Bechtol of Atlantic was found guilty by a grand jury of felony second-degree rape. The jury handed down its unanimous verdict after just 3 hours of deliberation following a two-day trial that took place in late January. Bechtol was charged with having sexual intercourse without consent with a confidential victim on the Northwest Missouri State University campus last April. Second-degree rape in Missouri is punishable by up to 7 years in prison, a fine of up to $10,000, or any combination of the two penalties. The prosecution had argued for a 7-year sentence, while Bechtol's attorney asked for probation. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 23-year-old Blade Allen Fox of Creston was arrested Wednesday at his residence and charged with committing sexual abuse in the third degree. Fox was later released from the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And a rural Creston woman reported on Tuesday to the Union County Sheriff's Office that sometime during the previous 2 hours, or 24 hours it is, her mailbox was damaged. The loss was estimated at $100. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Stanton woman Thursday afternoon. At around 2:17 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Mary Lorian Gray Eagle of Stanton at 2010 Commerce Drive in Red Oak. She was charged with two counts of child endangerment. Gray Eagle was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And a man was arrested Thursday morning in Council Bluffs following a report of a person threatening to come to a towing business and shooting those inside the building. Bluffs police say they were dispatched at around 10:50 a.m. to Arrow Towing at 505 South 15th Street in Council Bluffs. Officers then received a call. The suspect, later identified as 45-year-old Brian Arrowsmith of Council Bluffs, was at the Perfect Stay Inn on Veterans Memorial Highway in a room at the motel. As officers arrived, they were told the suspect had just fled the hotel. They put out the Heartland Christian School on lockdown and began to search the area. The hotel was checked and cleared. Officers then deployed the police canine to track Arrowsmith, who was located in a ditch hiding about 3/4 of a mile to the northeast of the hotel. The man was taken into the Pottawatomie County Jail and no weapon was ever found. A traffic stop at around 2:30 a.m. Thursday resulted in the arrest of a man from Coyne. The Page County Sheriff's Office says a Ford F-150 pickup was pulled over about 2 miles west of Coyne near the intersection of 260th and F Avenue for a traffic violation. During the traffic stop, the driver and only occupant of the vehicle, 37-year-old Gary Dean Williams Jr. of Coyne, was found to be under the influence of alcohol. Williams was arrested for OWI first offense. He was transported to the Page County Jail and bond was set at $1,000. In other news, the Cass County Conservation Board will hold a native landscaping program next week. Naturalist Laura Canning says the program will be held at the Atlantic Public Library's Community Room in Atlantic on March the 10th, beginning at noon. The program is free and all ages are welcome. Conservation staff will discuss different native plants and how to incorporate them into your yard. Discover how to use native plants in your yard by attending the meeting at noon on March the 10th. And to commemorate Atlantic's sesquicentennial this year, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is selling T-shirts on behalf of the Sesquicentennial Committee to celebrate the milestone. Chamber Executive Director Bailey Smith said, "We're happy to provide the community with something to remember the year by. Community members will be able to keep the T-shirts," she said, "as a memento for this community achievement." The T-shirts are available at the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic for $15. The sizes range from small to 3XL with a limited amount of each size. There are also youth sizes available for $10. All the proceeds from the sale of the shirts will go toward fireworks for the 4th of July. Sesquicentennial co-chair Steve Livengood said the committee felt this was a great way to visually represent the city's 150th birthday and get a way to get the community involved to help celebrate. And for more information regarding events scheduled throughout the year, you can go to www.atlanticiowa.com. In our funeral announcement, Stephen R. Anderson, age 65, of Messina and formerly of Exira, died February 19th at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Stephen R. Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Jeanette Clayton, age 81, of Walnut, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeanette Clayton will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. D. Robert Kruger, age 97, of Panora, died February 24th at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for D. Robert Kruger will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Michael Bruce Kanan, age 63, of Defiance, died February 20th. A memorial service for Michael Kanan will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lila McCurdy, age 83, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lila McCurdy will be Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Brett Black, age 60, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died February 22nd. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life graveside service for Brett Black will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.